Glory Peace Church, hallelujah. We praise you, Father God. We worship your name this morning. We come into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise, Father God. Just lift up a thanksgiving unto him. Hallelujah. Father, we are grateful, Father God. We are thankful for you, Father. We are thankful for your goodness. We are thankful for your goodness. We are thankful for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for Apostle Mike and Pastor Maria, Father. Thank you for bringing them home safely, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place, Father. Thank you for your presence in this place, Lord. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise his name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, oh God. You are the King of Kings. You are the King of Kings. Yes, Lord, we worship your name. You are the King of Kings. For your praise. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Take over in this place, Father. Take over in this place, Lord. Take over in this place. Hallelujah. We worship your name. Yes, Lord.
He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. Feeling all those skies with endless praise, endless breath. Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Who can stand against the Lord? No one can. No one will. Who can stand against the King?
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus.
oh, he said, oh.
Can you see what the Lord has done? Thank you, Father. You are the self-existent one, Jehovah. You are everything to us. There is not a need that we have that you cannot address. Not a situation that you cannot resolve. You give hope to the hopeless, help to the helpless, health to the sick. God who brings water out of rocks. God who causes the sun to stand still. God who gives men angels' food. There is no lack in you. There is no want in you. You're the God who turned water into wine. Is there anything that you cannot do? What problem you cannot solve does not exist. You are God who cannot fail. God who answers when we cry. You see us. Wherever we are. You're the one who calls to a dead man and says, Lazarus, come forth. And that man that was dead came out of the grave. God who touches the oil of a woman who was in debt and filled so many vessels and in one quick swoop took her out of her debt, freed her children and brought wealth to her. The one who caused the oil not to cease and the flour not to cease and caused the woman to feed her family in the years of famine and drought. Is there anything you cannot do? Is there a river you cannot part? See what the Lord has done. We've waited for has come to pass. See what my God can do. See what my God has done. See what my God will do. What we've waited for has now come to pass. See what my God has done. What we've waited for has come to pass. See what my God has done.
One more time.
What we've waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. Amen, amen. I bring you greetings from Pakistan. Amen. Thank you, saints. I'll share quick. Just got back last night. And so we don't have a full-fledged report for you. But I thought it would be good to at least share some things with you today. Amen? Are you ready? Let us start out with the most important of miracles. How many of you can tell me what that miracle is? Salvation, the miracle of salvation, of souls saved. I got the number 21,279. Praise the Lord. 21,279 souls came to the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. We were to have this New Life Festival feast celebration in a place called Narang. However, just like God does a good number of the time, He always sends me to troubled places. There was trouble in the country. Hello? Okay. There was trouble in the country, political trouble. And all rallies of all forms were canceled. You cannot hold an open-air meeting. But I thank God that He's faithful. The team that I was working with, let's give a good clap offering for John Javad and Rachel Javad. Said, man of God, we got to have this meeting. And he found a place where the government has to go through rough roads and all kinds of places to get to. When they were taking me to the crusade grounds, I was wondering, where are they taking me to? And we're going through these untarred roads, narrow roads, going between buildings, and finally we arrived. And it was got to be at least a half a mile or more of buses. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just lined up, and we kept on driving, driving and driving and driving. And we came to the grounds, and there were the thousands of people. Not as big as we would have liked it. We were expecting 200,000 plus people. I don't know how many thousands of people were there. And I stepped up. I was dressed exactly the way I am now, with my interpreter, Pastor Rachel. As soon as we stepped up, God showed up. Hallelujah. This wind, cool wind, was blowing forcefully. And I thought somebody turned on the fan. So I'm looking for a fan. I thought there was some big bazooka fan blowing. There's no fan. Then I looked to the side. They had some fencing with materials, and everything was And as I stretched my hand, this was blowing like this. For it's got to be at least 10 to 15 minutes, just like that. God just showing, I'm here. I am here. I am here. Hallelujah. Of course, the Lord gave me a powerful word and great interpretation, and the message of the gospel was preached. People were delivered from demonic oppressions. Deliverances took place. It was a lineup of miracles, what God had done in different people's lives. But as usual, you know, there's some people who come, it's a miracle is a miracle, praise the Lord. Some, you know, were having pains and they couldn't move their legs properly, but now they were free. I was saying, thank you, God, that's good, but there's got to be more. And some little kid and mother came, and the kid supposedly had a big tumor on his neck, and the tumor was gone, vanished. It was gone, gone, gone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All kinds of miracles happened. Now, showing pictures, that's a pastor's conference. God moved powerfully in that conference. And first thing I did when I got into the country was dedicating of bishops and pastors. 51 people. Hallelujah. These people are going to spread out all across the country. Yeah, that's bishops. They're going to spread all around the country preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. Anointed, touched by God. Oh God. We'll put together some video clips and whatever, and you know, during the days to come, you know, share that with you. Now, next Sunday is Mission Sunday. We have started. We're not going to slow down. Amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. How long have I been with you now since COVID started? I've been here almost every Sunday. It's almost 3 years. And before that, you didn't see me that often, right? Now, I know some of you are not celebrating that, but there's a job to be done. Yes. Amen? There are other people that need to be reached. Praise God. And we participate. 21,000 people. A whole lot of those people were Muslims. Because this nation is the second largest Muslim nation in the world after Indonesia. Praise the Lord. And we've been penetrating it. You and I have been doing it. But this time I was there in person. Hallelujah. Now I see why the devil was fighting this journey. Fought it all the way to the end. With the political unrest, he was still fighting it. You can't reach those 21,000 plus. You can't. You can't reach those pastors who are going to reach others. There are people that were coming and saying, we want to be part of your ministry. We want to come under the banner of your ministry from now on. I said, hold it, hold it. We're going to talk to God first about this. Because the word of God says, don't lay hands on anybody suddenly, or you become partaker of their sin, right? So we've got to do it the right way. Amen? But there are souls to be reached. I remember one day I was heading out. This Muslim lady had been talking to one of my spiritual sons who was taking me around. Said, can you have that man pray for me? So when I came down the elevator, I was just, says, this woman is asking for you. I said, how does she know that I'm a pastor, a minister? So I don't know, but she says she needs prayers. Okay. She was a Muslim lady, and she came with a bottle of water. So I have family issues. And she brings a bottle of water, and I'm thinking, how does she know to bring a bottle of water? So I prayed for her. I went about my business, came back about 30 minutes later. And she's all excited. She's telling, because I don't speak Urdu, of course, she's telling the young man who brought me, he says, tell him, I've been sick, pain all over my body for years. And when he prayed for me, all the pain is gone. Yeah. Hallelujah. Gone. I remember a young man, about 40-something, had a stroke. He was up on the stage. He wanted to be touched. His hand is frozen. Can't raise it. They're rushing me out. My interpreter is gone, and they're wanting me to go out. And there are people still lined up, healed, and some that needed healing. And I got to this young man and can't raise his hand. The guy working with me says, let's go, let's leave him alone. I said, no. I touched him. I said, lift up the hand. And he goes, whoop! Look what the Lord had done. I can't take credit for anything because it wasn't because of my good long prayers. It's all because of the goodness of God. Amen. Amen? Amen? The goodness of God. Demonized people getting delivered right there. Boom. Done. We didn't have to pray for 20 hours. It was just, come out. Amen. Down, screaming, the next thing, the demons are out. Amen. The faithfulness of God. Amen? Amen? We'll give you more visuals in the days to come. Thousands and thousands of pictures I don't know whether we filled up 4 terabytes. I don't know, but close to it, of pictures. So I'm going to have to work with somebody and point out what, and put something together so you can see it, what God has done. Amen. And you were an intricate part of it. Everyone that gave, God has recorded those souls to your name. Everyone. Well, if you didn't give, I don't know what to tell you. But if you gave, God has a record. And your name is attached to it. And someday, you will stand before God and you will see those who are going to come to you and say, thank you for giving to the Lord. Amen? God did not only do things in the crusade. God was busy saving people as I was coming home in Dubai. Souls coming to the Lord. Hallelujah. Coming to Toronto. souls yet coming to the Lord. Every stop, God doing extraordinary things. You made it possible. Because without your help, I couldn't have gone. And so you're credited. Now we have many, many trips ahead of us. God has a way of making provision. So continue to thank God for those souls that are coming to the Lord. I was to meet, so I remember something, so I'll share quickly and let Mama come. I was to meet from the crusade we had the last time, the cell groups that had formed and a church of over 300 people. I was to go to meet them that want to be under Glory and Peace Church. But the day that we were to go there, things were really not safe. You have to be wise. But God did something that He's always done. I've gone to the nations. He connects me with a key leader, political, governmental leader, sometimes with the president or vice president of a nation. But in this particular case, the president is warring with an ex-president or prime minister or whatever. And they wanted to arrest this guy. You can see all of this in the news. You can, you know. So this is not a plain matter. I was right in the lion's den, so to speak. But God, somebody say, but God, made it possible. The day before I was to head out, travel early in the morning on Friday to head back here, Thursday night, I met with a minister of human resources and minority something. Sat with him, we had dinner together, and his wife, and got to pray for him, trusting God with his life, because God is giving us that nation. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Directly or indirectly, a young man came to me and said, I want to be part of your ministry. I want to come under the banner of your ministry. And I, by the grace of God, I want to plant 100 churches this year. I said, what? I want to be part of it. There are people who want to work for the kingdom of God. What are we doing? We need to be engaged. Went to a country where being a Christian is not a fun thing. You could lose your head for it. But they are coming out. And 21,000 of them this time around came to the Lord. I don't know what the figures are for healings and whatever else, because for 3 days after the crusade, for 3 days, the team went from house to house. Were you in that meeting? Yes, I was. What happened? I got saved. Anything else happened? Yes, I had breast cancer. breast cancer, and God healed me. I'm healed from breast cancer. I never saw these people. There were people in the grounds, there were people in buses, still in buses. Because guess what? Normally the meeting should start around 4 o'clock. I didn't get there till about 8 o'clock. And they were still there. And I thought, why were they still there? Then it dawned on me. A lot of them came by buses. So they came by buses, and the buses would not leave until we got there. So it all worked out okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Give the Lord a good clap offering. Amen. Amen. One of these Sundays, we will have the message that was preached on the crusade ground played here, and so you can participate. Would that be good? So you hear the message that was preached. Amen? Praise God. Mama, do a great job. I was here and listened to the powerful words that she was sharing with us. Amen? And thank God for Mama and the faithfulness of God. Amen. Amen. Bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shout one big hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He shall save his people. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for bringing Apostle back safely, and we thank God for all of you who prayed, who said a word of prayer, prayed for the church, prayed for the crusade, the shares that come from that 21 souls in the kingdom of God. It's not part of yours. Say amen. If you never prayed, then start praying for every single one coming up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, stretch your hands as we pray for all our children. And if you have a need this morning, let God touch you where you are. We thank you, Almighty God, for all our children. All our biological children, spiritual children, extended families, partners all over the world, those hearing the sound of my voice and those standing here, everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, seed form, walking in the earth, every decade of life, we lift every one of you before the living God. May you be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Walk with God all your days, knowing that what is important in this life is knowing God, loving God, and being an honest child of the living God, that every other thing will be added to your life. Succeed, be healthy, be blessed, be favored, excel in life and in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. This we declare and say in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. You were here before we came, and you'll be here when we leave, and your presence will never depart from us. We welcome you into our heart. We welcome you into the service. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, their spirit and life, we receive you. Have your way in the service. Have your way in our lives. In every issue that concerns us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. All right, let's turn our Bible so we can read quickly. And there'll be more time for the word of the Lord to come to us. Today we're going to read Jude. So book of Jude. Jude is just the last book before Revelation. So if you can't find it, go to the end of the book and turn backwards. All right. There's only one chapter, so be familiar with Jude. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's catch up as we read. There are 25 verses, so you can catch up. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James. So James is also one of the disciples of Jesus. To them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Hallelujah. So may you also have a name that is sanctified by Jesus Christ, called by the Father in the mighty name of Jesus, and you are preserved in him. Only few people are saying amen. It's a good prayer because you need to be preserved. There are many people who started with God, and today they are not walking with God because they didn't stay in the preservation. May you be preserved. Amen. May nothing derail you from him. Say amen. No trouble in life should ever derail you from God. There's nothing out there, nothing. There's nothing in this world, nothing. Someone say nada. 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 Nothing. So never trade your soul for anything. You are an overcomer and you will overcome. Every trouble you face is always temporary. It must surely leave you. And your victory is already guaranteed. Jesus said it is finished. It is finished, mate. It is finished. You just need to be consistent and persistent. And you fight like a champion that you are. Amen. You don't call a person a champion if they have not trained. Before they are called champion, they've had bruises. They've been beaten up and down, panel beaten. Then they come out of it being a champion. You are a champion. I am a champion. Jesus has given us the victory. We sang it this morning. Victory belongs to him. Belongs to the Lord, but also belong to you. I told you, sing it two ways. He said he has made you more than conqueror. That means you have conquered. He conquered, but he made you. Not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror. You're victorious in this life. So victory is yours. Say amen. Well, that's the name of our television program, Call to Victory. You're not called to defeat. You're called to victory. You are a champion. Somebody say, I'm a champion. Verse 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. You see, it's been done, but you must contend to keep it. Amen? Because Jesus told you there is a thief. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to take what belongs to you. So you must contend. Say, I'm keeping mine. Apostle just shared the testimony, you know, because I was with him, keeping two systems, keeping his system and keeping my system. So, and making sure things go smoothly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And all of you were praying, but we were contending to make sure the enemy will not have his way, that the gospel must be preached. Now, 21 souls, think about that. 21 point something thousand souls. Souls are now in the kingdom of God. That is God. The situation and the circumstance could not stop it because God has chosen those people. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So has he chosen you and your family. Nothing can stop the hand of God from working for your life. Say amen. Verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody said that word, what is lasciviousness? You know, it just sounds exactly like what it is. Doesn't sound good. Means filthiness. So next time you just read it, just say filthiness. May God deliver us from such in Amen. Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Yeah, I say they are ungodly men. So there are people, their mission in life is to contaminate you. You will never be contaminated. You will make it in Jesus' name. Say amen. Verse 5, I will therefore put you in remembrance. Though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. Yes, you know God can save, he can deliver, but yet you are messing up. But God is going to deliver you and your family from all mess. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your amen is weak. Amen. Say big amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
It's very easy to fall apart. Let me tell you, if everything's taken from you this morning, most people sitting here will turn away from God. If you lose your house, lose every man, it will never happen in Jesus' name. If you lose everything, lose your house, lose your income, lose your family, lose all your friends. You have no shelter, you have no clothing, you have no food. You just turn bitter. But remember, somebody gave all that to you. So the person who gave it to you, he has not finished. The resources with him is not finished. See, your amen is weak again. Why? You need to start thinking these things and getting strong. Your dependence is not on things. Make up your mind once and for all. If I have zero, I will still serve God. Me and God, we are together. I rather have Jesus than anything else. Let it be a reality in your life. If you don't make that decision when the storm of life shows up, you become this type of people that is saying, may you not be that in Jesus' name. The Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. You know, there are many things Apostle didn't share, but there are a few things that I'm aware of. The Lord is coming. Where now God is doing mighty works. In the airport, how do you get people saved in a Muslim country in the airport? Cameras are all over you. People are coming to Jesus. Praise the Lord. That is God doing what he needs to do because he has to save all his children. He's gathering his people home to himself. Say amen. Well, I'm more excited about the trip than any other person because I remember God told me many years ago when we were engaged, before we were married, said it's going to be end time soul harvesting and it's going to be crusades. I told him. And then many people are going to beg to want to sit on the stage. Ministers say, I want to be part of that. So when this trip now came, I told him, I said, this is the foundation of what God told me many years ago. But he's done many crusades before now. He's gone to do many. But the Lord said, this is it. Praise the Lord. And guess what? They are just coming by themselves. So all the finance to do what we need to do, I know our God is more than enough. If this is your assignment, finance it. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. And you and your family stay focused on the Lord. He is coming. The Lord is coming. Praise the Lord. Because when I saw that happening, I saw the rapture. I'm talking a long time ago. Praise the Lord. I saw the rapture take place. And we were caught up. And I told him, I went halfway and I came tumbling down. I said, Jesus, that would never be my portion. So I know what I'm telling you. Stay focused. Say amen.
Amen.
I'm going on first class. First class. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The rest of you, if you want to stay here, there are many. You can even take my house. I don't need it. So, because it will be useless. They are all going to melt away with fervent heat. We're going. And the new Jerusalem has been prepared and is coming down. And that's the one you're going to live in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, you cannot pick one nation on the earth where there is peace. Not one. Not even a rural village. Only Jesus. Stick close to him and start telling your family members, come to him. Come now and stop playing games. Say amen. If you can't help yourself, say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I was excited about the song this morning, see what the Lord has done. When I picked Apostle up at the airport, I was singing it. I was singing, see what the Lord has done. I told him, I can't stop singing this song. It's been ringing and ringing in my spirit day and night. Hallelujah. What we've waited for has come to pass. What you are waiting for, you and your family, you will see it come to pass. You will dance in your testimony. You will dance in your testimony. Nothing can stop it. Say amen. Let me hurry. Verse 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. May none of us leave our habitation. God has called his children to his table. He has prepared a table before us in the presence of all our enemies. May we stay where we are called. We are called into Jesus. May we stay in that heavenly high places. The ones who left, he's telling you, angels are also created beings. They left their place and now there's no more place for them. Chains and darkness. It's a reserved in everlasting, so they can never get out of it. May that not be your portion. In the name of Jesus, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, as set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Did you hear that? Is Sodom and Gomorrah a real place? Yes, we've been to the place. They've shown us the place. It's still empty till today. And there's still sulfur. You can pick them. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Nothing is built on it. Nothing. May God have mercy on us. That is not our portion. Me and you and our families will make it. Noah and all his family, they made it into the ark. You and your family, you will make it. First class. Say amen. Verse 8, likewise also, these filthy dreamers, may you not be one of that in Jesus' name. Defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. May you not be part of this category. If your mouth is always talking evil about people, and especially men and women of God, you are in this category. He say you are a filthy dreamer. You know the Bible, when he uses language to describe things that he doesn't like, the words are very strong. May we not be part of that in Jesus' name. Verse 9, yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. So when you are dealing with the devil, say, the Lord rebuke you. Say amen. That's your prayer. 10, but they speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally, as brute beasts. I tell you, when the language of the Bible, when it doesn't like something, it is something. Brood of vipers, brute beasts. In those things, they corrupt themselves. May we be free from corruption. Say amen. Woe unto them, that is grief, sorrow. We don't need any of that. For they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. May you not be in this group of people. In the name of Jesus. Verse 12. These are spots in your feast of charity. love. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds that are without water, carried about of what? Winds, trees whose fruit were without, with wheat, without, withered. Now we know my tongue didn't want to say it. Whose fruit withered, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. I'll tell you, may you not be part of all this kind of language. Who's speaking here? This is the Holy Spirit. This is God speaking. Somebody said, does God speak all this type of vile language? He said, don't be part of that. I'm telling you what's going to happen to them. You are my child. Be my child forever. Your amen is weak again. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. You mean inside darkness, there are categories. My God. Darkness is already darkness. But he said there's another blackness inside darkness. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy on me and my family. Say amen. Say amen. I've told people, when they say you are black, I say, there's no black person in this world. Do you know what black means? I've never seen a black person. So also, I've never seen a white person. There's no white person. There's no black person. Those are languages. I've never seen a white person. Oh, my goodness. Some people are fuming. Where I say raging waves, may you not be there. Foaming seas. Scums. That's what it's saying. When what do you do with scum? Do you keep it or you just get rid of it? I've never seen a white person. Have you seen one? Do you know what white is? There's a flower here. Have you seen anybody like this? Have you seen somebody that looks like snow? Excusez-moi, should I go to French speaking now or what? Have you seen anybody like this? Bring me your purse. You, yes, hurry up, purse. Purse, not Bible, purse. Yes, good morning. Come here. Stand by me here. Praise the Lord. What color is this? Have you seen anybody this color? Hello? Hello? What? Is this my color? But when they describe you, say you're black. No, I'm Cog, Kingdom of God. Say amen. Praise the Lord. What color is her pants? Have you seen anybody like that? She's supposed to be white lady. Is this her color? Stay in front of me. Is this her? So forget those foolishness. God bless you, Sister Pat. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are a child of God. How do you look? Yes, in our world, we have to fill our form. So that's how they grade people. But that's not who you are. Amen? So you are child of God, made in the image and likeness of God. Say, how do I look? Just like God. When you tell them that they fume, then you just start smiling. You see it in Jude. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame. You should never be ashamed. They are the one for me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That kind of hallelujah just annoys some people. So, well, praise the Lord. Be free this morning. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. All right. Where did I stop? 14. 13. Wow. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. How long? Forever. That is not us. We're just reading story about other people. Somebody say, I'm free from all of that. Verse 14, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, that means look, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his angels. Well, he's seen a prophecy. They've not been taught how to count in millions, but they understand thousands. So he says, coming tens of thousands of angels. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. Praise the Lord. So how many of us are in the earth right now? We are 8 billion people. So tens of thousands are not the only ones that are going to be saved. We just read 21,000. We were just testified about 21,000 in one trip, 1 week. Glory to God. Glory to God. So somebody say, I'm going to be one of them. The Lord will come with those. Hallelujah. So when the Lord comes, he's coming with entourage. Not only angels, but the saints, those who have transitioned into glory. Verse 15, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So God is giving them a second chance. May they be saved. Amen. These are murmurers, complainers. It's telling you the category of people they're coming to help. These are murmurers. So if you're a murmurer today, say, Lord, save me. Murmuring means you are complaining all the time. You know, you whine and whine. I always say, call the wine-bulance. Say, Lord, deliver me. You know, you can't deliver yourself, so just tell God, help me. Just say, I can't help myself. I just enjoy complaining. Say, deliver me. That would be an honest prayer, isn't it? So no need pretending. The days of pretense are over. Just say, Lord, see me. I just like this thing. Save me now from myself. Say amen. Somebody just say, I just like gossip. Anything I see, I just enjoy it. Say, Lord, save me. Yes, anything you know you are doing, just ask God to help you. You know what? He will help us. He's our deliverer. Say amen. Complainers. Oh, that's, I just say complainers right there. These are murmurers, complainers, because in Moses' days, murmurers, the earth just opened and swallowed them because of the kind of anointing that Prophet Moses, Pastor Moses, was carrying. May God have mercy on us. Say amen. So that when you are sleeping, the head doesn't open up, that your house and everything inside swallowed, including you. May that not be your portion. That's happening in our world right now. It's happening in some places. They call it sinkholes, that they went to sleep, the head opened the house and the person is inside. That is not our portion. In the name of Jesus, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration, because of advantage. If you follow people because of what they have, God is putting this. So Jude is telling us, get out of this mess. Say amen. Don't follow people because they have a deep pocket. Who gave them the pocket? The God who gave it can also take it away. He said, wealth has wings. Riches have wings. They will fly. They have wings. They fly. And they fly to another person. May they fly to you and fly to me. Amen. Not fly away. So if you don't have now, it will come to you. See, you don't believe the word of God. So take your eyes off people. Don't follow people because of their eloquence. When they speak, oh my goodness. When they speak, it's like, this person is intelligent. That's not the kind of intelligence you want. You want the intelligence of the Lord. Say amen. Yes. Well, when Hitler was speaking, he spoke. But he was a deadly speaker. But people followed him because he's a good orator. But he's a demonized orator. May you be free from such enticing words. May you follow Jesus. When I finish reading, we're going to say amen and I'm done. Amen. 17, but beloved, somebody say beloved. That's me. Remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. Well, we've been warned. Are there mockers today? They mock. They even use the name of Jesus for swearing. May God have mercy on our world. 19, these be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit. Everything, they are controlled by their senses. What are the senses? We have 5 of them. Can you help me this morning? What are they? Sight, hearing, smell, touch, taste. They're controlled. That's their control. But God said, walk in the Spirit. Having not the Spirit, have the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, have your way in my life. So that overrides your senses. Say, amen. 20, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praying the Holy Ghost means praying in tongues. You can go read that. 1 Corinthians 14 gives you more detail on that. Praise the Lord. All right, 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Verse 22. And of some, have compassion, making what? A difference. Make a difference. Compassion. Be compassionate. Care for other people. Let something move your heart. You don't see something going wrong and you harden your heart. Be ready to be of help. Hallelujah. If you have love in your heart, you can express compassion. You have feelings. When there is a need, you are there. 23, and others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Did you hear that? Others do what? Save with fear. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them what they are doing is wrong. Pull them out of the fire of hell that they are going to. Hating even the garment spotted by what? The flesh. I tell you, you need to spend time in Jude when you get home on your own time. Every verse is loaded. 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Say amen. Amen. So, Lord Jesus, we have spoken and read your word this morning, so let it be in our lives. All the garbage and the mess, cleanse us by your precious blood, by the water of your word, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. That the good things you have spoken will be in our lives. In the name of Jesus. And everything that doesn't belong, blow them off like shafts. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for answer to prayer. Bless the nation of Israel. Peace within Jerusalem and her walls and her palaces. Peace to all our nations. In Jesus' name, have your way in this service. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that is present now. Thank you for your holy word that is coming now with power, grace, favor, and mercy. And thank you for healing, deliverance, wholeness, and total restoration and blessing your people. And knowing that the answer is only you, Jesus. We bless your holy name in Jesus' name. Amen. Apostle.
Amen. What a passage of scripture. You've heard me say it Sunday after Sunday. Something that Mama reads to us is in the message that the Lord has given to me. And it's a passage of scripture that I've shared with you before. And I was doing a television program while I was in Pakistan. I spoke from this passage of scripture. It's found in the Gospel of Matthew, the 15th chapter and the 13th verse. Where the Lord Jesus Christ makes a statement, and it is also a statement that we just read a moment ago from the book of Jude. It says that the Lord answered and said, every plant. Somebody say, every plant. Say it again, every plant. One more time, every plant. Which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. It shall be what? Rooted up. If my Father did not plant it, it shall be what? Rooted up. I am glad that the word of God says, every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted. It didn't say who planted it, but it says, if my Father had not planted it. That means if the devil planted it, it is qualified to be rooted up. If my enemies planted it, it qualifies to be rooted up. If I planted it by my foolishness, it qualifies to be what? Rooted up. Glory to God. If God did not plant it, it has no right to exist. It must be rooted. Up, out, consumed, destroyed. Because my Father, my heavenly Father, has not planted it. God did not plant cancer in my body. It must be what? Rooted out. He didn't plant diabetes, high blood pressure. He didn't plant blindness or foolishness. He didn't plant lasciviousness. He didn't plant anything that is not of him. It must be what? Rooted up, out, eradicated. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare over your life, over this household of faith, that God will root out every single thing that does not belong. Now, be rooted out in Jesus' mighty name. Rooted out. It does not belong. My mistakes have no right to abide. Hallelujah. My father's mistakes, the mistakes of my government, the plantings of darkness have no right to exist in my life. My heavenly Father roots it out, and I proclaim as a word of confession, an agreement with God, that whatever is in my life, in my family, in my home. Whatever it is that is in this church, whatever it is that is in your family, whatever it is that is anywhere close to us that God has not planted, must be rooted up now. From its roots, it is removed. In Jesus' mighty name, it has no right. Glory be to God. Do you receive that word? In Romans chapter 8, in verse 38, Romans chapter 8 and verse 38, Paul says, "For I am persuaded." I am what? Persuaded. I am convinced. I have no argument anymore. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present now, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. You have to be persuaded. You have to be convinced. Because if you are not persuaded and you're not convinced, you will not be able to receive the forgiveness of God. You will not be able to extend forgiveness to other people. You'll be a very bitter person. The devil will win out in your life. Paul says, I'm persuaded. I am convinced that no matter what the situation, nothing is going to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves me. Someone say, God loves me. Say it again. God loves me. I was at the airport in Dubai. I had a 12-hour wait that convinced me that I need a private jet. 12 hours wait going, 12 hours wait, waiting for my connection. I could accomplish all kinds of things in those hours. Anyway, cut a long story short. I had to find a place to rest. And so I booked myself in. I was in there for about 30 minutes or so. I left there. I went down to the main thoroughfare of this incredibly beautiful airport. The city of Dubai is, to me, maybe one of the most beautiful cities in the world. You visit Dubai and you come here and you think you came to a village. Yeah. Sometimes, as I travel around the world and I come to some countries, I say, what are we so proud of in North America? the infrastructure here is, you know what. In this airport, and it's just an incredible airport. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Creativity. So anyway, I decided to walk around. and got some stuff from a store. And I'm heading out, and there's this young lady, all dressed in black, with Muslim stuff. And to my surprise, she decides to start a discussion, a conversation with me. So I answered her and found out some more details about she has a child in one of these carts. And she asked me, "Oh, where are you going to?" I said, "I'm going back home to Canada." "Oh, where are you coming from?" I said, "I'm coming from Pakistan." She says, "Oh, I'm from Pakistan. You?" "Yeah." I said, "Yeah." I said, "So you're going home now?" I said, "Yes, but I lost my flight." "Oh." I said, "So when are you heading?" I said, "I lost my flight 2 days ago." 2 days ago. I said, "So when are you?" He said, I can't go." "You can't go what? You were here in this airport?" "So yeah." "Huh?" I thought, this, is she pulling my leg or something? What? "They won't book you on another flight? They won't book me on another flight. I have to buy another ticket. And I have no money." "You don't have any money, and you have this child here, and they won't let you go?" She said, "Yes." "Did you talk to a supervisor?" I said, "I talked to the people, the airlines. They said no." She didn't have favor, but I have favor. Hallelujah. So I said, "Come with me." So I go to the counter and ask them, "How much is this bill supposed to be?" They mention the amount. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, "Don't pay it. Ask to see the supervisor." So I said, I want to see the supervisor. He said, "It's not here, it's on the other counter." So we left this stage and went to this other section and looked for the supervisor and waited and waited. Finally, the supervisor comes. I tell the story of this young lady. Of course, they know the story. I said, "I want you guys to replace her ticket, please, so she can go home. She's been here for 2 days. She needs to go home." Supervisor looks at me. Says, "I will see what I can do." So he goes and starts doing his thing. I'm waiting for about 20, 30 minutes. He's not back. But there's another lady, an elderly lady. She's 79 years old. She's bawling her eyes out. Her world was collapsing right there. So I asked her, "What's wrong?" "I missed my flight." "How did you miss your flight?" "I didn't read my boarding pass properly. I thought this is D3, but it's actually D9. So I was sitting at D3. And then D3 took off. And now I went to D3 gate. They told me, "No, you're supposed to be in D9. By the time I get to D9, the plane is gone." She's crying. She had no money. Yeah, I will do the same thing. I'll ask the supervisor. Supervisor said, "We've all talked to, I've even gone to the top and talked to them about this woman's case, and nothing. She has to buy a new ticket." So my negotiating self, I said, what is the breakdown of this bill here? Well, no show cost NSF, no show whatever. They listed the amount. Difference for the ticket, they listed the amount. I said, okay, why don't you guys take care of the no-show because this woman came and blah, 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 blah. No, we can't do anything. Let's split the cost. No, we can't. I'm looking up to the Father. I said, God, what am I going to do? How is this woman going to get out of here? Because really, the young lady with the child, I thought that was the one I was supposed to help. But really, the person I'm supposed to help is this elderly lady. This was the connecting point. Are you with me? Yeah. And the young lady is there saying, God sent this man to help us both, but I really think he really was sent here to help you. I'm saying, that's easy for you to say. Who's going to pay this bill? And I heard the Lord say, you are. What kind of issue is this? Am I going to pay? I don't know this woman. Okay, maybe the bill might be a little bit small when we do the transaction. Oh, it wasn't small. Yikes. So I take her back, paid the bill, brought her back, told them, give them instructions on what they're supposed to do, make sure she has a help, some wheelchair person, take her to her gate, make sure every detail, make sure that her bag is checked back in. Now, this woman, the reason I tell you this story, I didn't tell you to think I did some amazing thing, some good thing. That's not the reason. This woman that is from Ireland, from Dublin, didn't want anything to do with God. Didn't want anything to do with God. She'd been raised in a Christian home, so to speak, but she'd lost her husband, lost her child, lost the latest one, a son that was in his 30s, just committed suicide. She was alone in the world. No family. Nobody to call to. So I told her about the love of God for her. She said, no, 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 no. I don't think God loves me. Because if God loves me, all these bad things couldn't happen. And I said, no, no, no. It's not God. It's the God of this world, the devil. He's the one causing you all this trouble. He's the one who's stealing from you, killing you, and destroying things in your life. It is not my Father. My Father loves you and made it possible for me to connect with you and make sure that I take care of your bill so that you can get home. God made it possible for me to have what I needed to take care of it. That's why every single one of us have to have something. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. God began to speak to her. And she got it. God loves me. I'm not worthless. I'm not without value. Somebody may be sitting here today. You may have gone through a rough experience in your life, or maybe you're listening online. You've been beaten down in your life. People that you thought should help you are not helping you. She looked at those people and said, how is it that they cannot just help me? And how is it that you at the one that I don't know. I didn't buy a ticket from you. And the amazing thing to her is that the bill to just fly home was more than what she paid for a round trip. Are you with me? She's overwhelmed. But God was not overwhelmed because God wanted to reach her. This is my daughter. This had to happen so that she can find out that I love her. God was there to root out what was her problem. The bitterness and the pain that she was feeling in her heart, thinking that God didn't care about her. God was saying, no, I care about you. I understand your issues. I am the answer to your problem. Men may block you, but I have an answer for you. Hallelujah. God brought the answer to her. And I led her in prayer before the Lord, just to say, God, I've been very angry with you. I felt disappointed. I thought you didn't care about me. But I've seen the manifestation of your love for my life today. I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. I lay down that prayer. Released her to the guys that had come to wheel her to her gate. I did not know the news had spread all over the Emirate community. There's this guy who's helping people. So they brought a vehicle for me to take me to my gate where I'm going. I said, I don't have any more money to give to you for tip. He said, no. You've been helping people here. It's my turn to help you. Wow. Somebody shout hallelujah. I was leaving. The young lady with the baby, she's all excited. She was expecting, a payment of a bill. And I told her, your problem is already solved. You don't have to pay anything. She says, I don't have to pay anything? I said, no. Nothing? No. 2 days. Do I live there? No. But the earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Wherever you and I go, we have authority and we have dominion by the authority and the power of the word of the living God. Amen? Amen? God showed himself strong. Now, that lady is going to go home. Elderly lady of 79. She's going to go home. A different woman. This young lady over here with her child. And you know the amazing thing? The little baby, I don't know how old that child is, was looking at me and saying, Dada. I said, I'm not your papa. And I made sure everybody in the place knew. I don't know these people. I just met them here. I'm a spiritual father, yes. I was asking the young lady about her ticket and her boarding pass, and she said, it's in my phone. I said, where's your phone? She said, I left it over there, where I was over there. I said, okay, go and get it. So she expected me to walk with her. I said, no, I'm not walking with this lady. I said, go, I will follow. Hallelujah. Yeah. I might have been born at night, but not last night. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Problem solved. God revealing himself. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. That's what God did for that elderly 79-year-old woman. You may think, I don't care about you, but I want you to know I care. I love you. And I'm going to show it to you some way, somehow. All by herself, living on a meager pension. She said, I could have died just a few months ago. Somehow I came out of it. And I thought I needed some sun, so I went on a cruise. He said it was the worst cruise experience. The worst. People are terrible. And then she comes here and she loses her flight, and now her world is collapsed. But God met her there. When she thought everything was falling apart, God was busy lifting her up. And that brings me to this passage of scripture, which is the scripture that the Lord wanted me to share with you. These others were addendums. It's found in Psalm 8. I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as I can. Maybe I'll build on it again at some other time. It says, Lord, our Lord, Yahweh, our Adonai, self-existing God, my Master, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? The glory of God above the heavens. God is not limited. He says, how excellent is your name? He says, I don't get it. Out of the mouth of babes, little ones, and sucklings, has thou ordained, established strength? Why? Because of thine enemies. You take that which seems to be insignificant and say, you are trying to compare yourself with me? Let me tell you, you see this little thing here? Will overwhelm you. You're telling these kids not to praise me? Even the stones are going to start shouting hallelujah. What is God saying? God is saying there is not an issue, there's not a trouble, there's not a situation, not a circumstance that is beyond or greater than you. Because whatever is your enemy is God's enemy. Because that thing is trying to shame the name of God. When lack comes into your life, it's trying to say God is not sufficient. And God says, I'm going to take a little person, a nobody, a little babe, a suckling, and I'm going to ordain my strength in them that thou might still the enemy and the avenger. Still the what? Enemy and the what? Avenger. What's the difference? An enemy is one that came and just attacked you. An avenger is one that wants to attack you because you attacked them. You got that? The one that wants to pay you back. You caused me so much trouble, I'm going to pay you back with more trouble. God says, I'm going to take this little one. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, God has ordained praise, strength. What is it that is this answer, the solution to the challenges that we face? Praise. Praise. No matter what you're going through, praise. Just praise God. Give Him thanks. Why? Because your testimony of thanksgiving and praise is a declaration that you know, 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 that you are not going to be stopped. You're coming out of this mess. You're going to be higher than any situation. You're going to be head and not tail, above only and not beneath. That you are unstoppable, unlimitable. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because God stands for you. God is fighting for you. God is your helper. God is your keeper. God is your peace. You and I need to praise God and get out of the mess that we find ourselves in. Paul and Silas knew this truth. For the word of God says, at midnight hour, something changed for them. While they were in shackles, imprisoned, they elected and chose to praise God. And as they were praising God, you've heard me say it before, God enjoyed their music. He enjoyed that beat. He started to tap his feet. And when God started tapping that foot of his, earthquake, everything started shaking. The chains and the shackles fell off. Hallelujah. It was at midnight. At midnight, that means you're stepping into a new day. But you know the amazing thing about midnight is that midnight, when it changes to a new day, it's still dark. Oh, surprise, surprise. It's still dark. And past midnight, it still gets darker. Because it seems like your trouble is getting worse while you are praising God, does not mean that you've not stepped into a new day. It just means wait upon the Lord and your strength will be renewed. How do you wait on the Lord? Keep on praising. Just keep on praising. Why are you praising God? You should be very mad and very upset with God right now because He's not doing right by you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know that He's well able. As long as I see that this earth has not collapsed, everything's not falling apart, and I can see you, the God who holds everything in His hand is still on the throne. He's still in charge. And I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. My champion is going to fight for me. He is well able to do exceedingly far beyond anything I dare ask or think. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are the God of the breakthrough. Hallelujah. You're praising God and you step into a fresh place. He says, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, established, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? Who am I? That you're so mindful of me, you remember me, think about me, you want the best for me. Who am I? Thou madest him to have dominion. Thou madest him to have dominion. You made him to have what? Dominion. That's an interesting statement. we were made to have dominion over the work of God's hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All things. The devil and all his cohorts under our feet. You've given us dominion. You made me to have 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 dominion. I must exercise that dominion that God has given to me. If you don't exercise it, you will be dominated over. Is somebody listening? God gave you and I dominion. The blessing of the Lord to the first man was go. You go, be fruitful. You go, you multiply. You go and experience increase. You go and you have dominion. You go. I made you to have dominion. When you and I have dominion, it is because we have a domain to have dominion over. Hello? Do you know that you have a domain, a territory, a portion that God has set apart for you? You and I need to take it. Take that authority God has given to you and exercise it. That dominion is founded in the love of God for you and for me. Our right to authority and the exercise of that authority. All things put under his feet. All things under his feet. My problem, your problem, our problem is that when God says things, we allow our natural senses to begin to speak to us. And our natural senses say to us, that is not possible. You can't do that. You can't accomplish that. What are you trying to say? What are you thinking? You've been arrogant to think that. And the best we can do is to say, God, your word says it. I believe it. I receive it. Now, take me to the place that you have elected for me. Because I don't understand how I'm going to get there. I'm too wowed by what you are saying. So I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Help me, because this is too much. Lord, I have so much financial problems right now. I've had it for so long. Now you're telling me that in one quick swoop, I can become a billionaire. I don't know. I don't know how, what. What is going to be different? What is going to be different is the timing of God. What is going to be different is the ability of God. What is going to be different is the will of God for this present moment. God, choose for me. Somebody shout hallelujah. He's put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the parts of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Now get this point. The excellence of God, starting from verse 1 to verse 9. Verse 1 talks about the excellence of God. Verse 9 talks about the excellence of God. And in between is God proclaiming dominion over the man. The excellence of God, the manifestation of that excellence, that awesome greatness of God, is in you and I accepting what God says about us. You believe in what God says. And coming into that grace is what reveals the excellence of God. That's what it said. The excellence of God, little babes shutting down the forces of darkness, shows the excellence of God. How awesome God is, that God can take a little pebble and bring down a big Goliath. That's what shows the excellence of God. What shows the excellence of God is a Moses stretching forth his rod over a Red Sea and it parts. That shows the excellence of God. The excellence of God is shown when the Moses strikes a rock and water gushes out. And it's a river that follows them. Oh, that's the excellence of God. The excellence of God is you and I giving our little monies and thousands of souls are coming to salvation. That's the excellence of God. The excellence of God is us preaching the word of God and breast cancer disappears, tumors disappearing, sight release into the blind. That's the excellence of God, because it's not us, it is Him making Himself manifest in the lives of men and women all around the world. God saying, you can't stop me, and because you cannot stop me, you cannot stop Him. I'm going to show to you that you are a nobody, you lying devil, because I'm going to take this little one to trump over you. You thought causing her to be raped when she was young, being abused by uncles, being abused by teachers, being abused by government, that her life was going to end up as nothing? Let me tell you what. You see this one that you've been abusing all these years? I'm going to use this one to set many captives free. And the devil says, How? She's so beat down. She's so messed up. He's so confused. He's been on drugs for I don't know how long, 30 years. You're going to use this one? And God says, watch me. Just watch me. Hallelujah. 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 There is a stampede. But it's not us stampeding. It's the enemy stampeding as he flees, running away from us, because the glory of God is descended upon us and we are moving in that grace to do great and exceeding mighty things in this last of the last days. If you receive that word, shout hallelujah. If you receive it, shout hallelujah. If you receive it, shout hallelujah again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for every one of you. I thank God that we are part of one family, the family of God. I thank God for everyone that stands with us in faith. I was saying to somebody not too long ago, I said, the way people give is their vote. It's their vote of thanksgiving to God, but it's also a vote on whether they are supporting you to do what God wants done. So your giving tells me a great deal about whether you think what ministry you receive from this house is worth listening to. The giving of your time, the giving of your talents, your abilities, the giving of your finances, it all tells this story. Because if you believe in what we're doing, you give of your time, you give of your abilities, you volunteer your services to help build the work of God. Because we show our love for God by showing our love to the people around us. Jesus, our Lord, said through John, how can you say you love God whom you've not seen when you don't love your brother? It's not possible. The proof that you love God is that you love your brother. So the time of giving becomes a very important experience, because it shows when we give, yes, I believe in what God is doing in your life, what God is doing in this ministry, what God is doing around the world through us as His people. At this time, I want you to come. I want you to give. I give because I believe in God, but I also give because I believe in this ministry. Amen? I give more than most of you, because I believe what God is doing. So as we honor God today, let God breathe on our givings and cause our seed to flourish. God says in His word that He plants light, He sows light for the righteous. Amen? He doesn't sow darkness, so you will never have to stumble. He sows light for you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It may be dark all over, but as soon as you approach, light. Hallelujah. There will be no occasion of stumbling for you. Receive what God has for you. Amen? Do you receive it? Amen. Come, let's honor God with our giving. And if you have not received the elements of communion, just raise your hand and the ushers will serve you. They'll come and place the elements of communion in your hand. Anyone needs communion? Didn't get one yet? You didn't get your communion elements yet? Okay. I don't see any hands raised, so I think everybody has been served. As we take off our communion today, let everything that God has not planted in your life, in my life, in our families, in our businesses, in our ministry, anything around us that is not of God, be rooted out. Any doors, please hear this. This is very important. Because the time is short. I don't need to be checking out every door. That's wasting time. I need the right doors open to me at the right time And so I'm going to declare this right now, that the doors that are not meant for you to go through, that they be completely shut. And that you be wise enough not to waste any time trying to knock that door. Amen? Amen? No distraction. It is not the planting of God for you. Maybe a planting of God for somebody else, but not for you. Let the doors that God has for you swing wide open. Amen. Hallelujah. As you're coming, don't even have to knock at it. It just open up. It is not locked. It is open. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Total access. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. May God grant you the depth of insight that you need for daily living so that there's no time wasted. Amen? Say it with me. I'm not going to waste even a second,
a nanosecond,
at anything that God has not given me.
God has not given me.
My time will not be wasted.
Every moment I have will
produce at its full strength.
To me.
Earth, yield your strength. To me now. I am a worshiper.
I
praise the living God.
Earth,
release,
release,
release
your strength,
your fruitfulness
unto me now.
In Jesus' name. As you take of this body and of this cup, let all of those things be made manifest in your life. Take and eat.
Say, I take of the cup of blessing.
I take of the cup of blessing.
I receive the full strength.
I receive the full strength
of God's benefit.
Of God's benefit
in my life.
In my life.
In my health.
In my health.
In my wealth.
In my wealth.
In my family.
In my family.
In my safety.
In my safety.
In everything.
In everything.
And everything. God has not planted. Does not exist in my life,
in my life,
in my family,
in my family,
in my health,
in my health,
in my wealth,
in my wealth,
in everything that concerns me and my household. Take and drink.
Raise your hands before the Lord. Thank you, Father, for blessing me, and making me a blessing. I praise you.
I praise you
with all of my being,
all of my days,
with thanksgiving.
With thanksgiving,
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
that you are my God.
You are my God
and my Father.
And my Father.
I am fully kept. Protected. Provided for.
Provided for.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
And highly favored.
And highly favored.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We sign off for those that are on Facebook and on YouTube. The Lord bless you. We'll see you back here tonight for another wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And for those that are on Zoom,